Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, the Florida Supreme Court struck down Hillsborough County's 1 cent transportation sales tax. Justices said the charter amendment's restrictions on how the revenue from the 2018 tax could be spent were unconstitutional. The co-chair for All for Transportation, the group that led the charge for the transportation tax, said today's infamous ruling is an insult to Hillsborough County voters that will worsen our transportation crisis. Tyler Hudson also said, as Hillsborough County continues to grow, the court's ruling deprives residents of the necessary transportation investment that they voted for 2 years ago. In a statement, Congressmember Kathy Castor wrote, "This ruling also puts our community at a disadvantage when it comes to bringing federal transportation investments and related jobs to the Tampa area." The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida opposes a bill that would increase penalties for people involved in riots. Governor Ron DeSantis introduced the bill amid the summer's peaceful social justice protests and highlighted it again after the January attack on the U.S. Capitol. Kara Gross, ACLU's legislative director, says preventing that bill from passing is at the top of their agenda.
The language of this bill is so broad that under this bill, peaceful protesters could be arrested and prosecuted for a felony conviction and up to 5 years in prison and loss of voting rights, even if they didn't engage in any violent or disorderly conduct.
Gross says the legislation will discourage peaceful protesters from assembling and voicing their opinion in fear of being lumped in with agitators who may show up. The acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief says that militia groups have suggested they want to blow up the Capitol around the 2021 State of the Union address. A New York prosecutor has obtained copies of Donald Trump's tax records. It comes after the Supreme Court rejected the former president's last-ditch effort to prevent them from being handed over. A spokesperson for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said today that prosecutors enforced a subpoena on Trump's accounting firm within hours of the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday and now has the documents in hand. District Attorney Cyrus Vance had been fighting for a year and a half for access to Trump's tax records for a criminal grand jury investigation into his business dealings. The documents are protected by grand jury secrecy rules and are not expected to be made public. In an attempt to make the dangerous practice of traveling by plane during the pandemic a little safer, Florida Senator Rick Scott is proposing that temperature checks be required at TSA screenings for all travelers. Here's more from Blaise Gainey.
Senator Scott says in order to get the state's economy back on track, tourism is needed. That's why he's proposing the Fly Safe and Healthy Act. It would enable a temperature check pilot program and require airlines to work with a customer who has a fever to reschedule or cancel and reimburse them for their flight. The program would last for 120 days. Within 90 days after completion of the program, TSA must create a policy for deploying a temperature check program at airports and security screening locations throughout the remainder of the pandemic. I'm Blaise Gainey.
Republicans are closing ranks against Democrats' proposed $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, and even as they do, the White House is seeming to rule out a procedural power play in the Senate to protect one of the measure's provisions that's most treasured by progressives, a minimum wage hike. Democrats plan to push the sweeping package through the House tomorrow. They were hoping the Senate would follow quickly enough to have legislation on President Biden's desk by mid-March, but the big suspense is over whether the nonpartisan parliamentarian will decide if the minimum wage plan can stay in the bill and enjoy its protection against a GOP filibuster. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm has won Senate confirmation to be President Biden's energy secretary. Granholm served 2 terms as governor in a state dominated by the auto industry. In the cabinet, she'll be a key player in Biden's vision for a green economy as the United States fights to slow climate change. Michigan was devastated by the 2008 recession, and Granholm has promoted emerging clean energy technologies like electric vehicles and battery manufacturing as an answer for jobs that will be lost as the U.S. transitions from oil, coal, and other fossil fuels. Here's the weather tonight: clear with overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.